Today, we will reflect on our calling that allowed us, through God's precious grace, to receive new members into our church. Today's text is from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 1 through 15. Genesis 14 shows how Abraham fought for his faith to save Lot. In chapter 15, God made Abraham cut sacrificial animals in half and walk through them to make a covenant with him. In chapter 17, God reaffirmed the covenant by commanding Abraham and his descendants to be circumcised. In chapters 18 and 19, God reveals the lives of his circumcised people in contrast to the lives of uncircumcised Gentiles. However, we should remember that the physical circumcision in the Old Testament pointed to the spiritual circumcision of the heart that would be accomplished after the coming and death of Jesus. Through the life of Abraham, the grace of the Holy Spirit shows the lives of the heavenly people who will be circumcised in their hearts and born again in the image of Jesus Christ. In contrast, the lives of sinners who have not been circumcised in their hearts and belong to this world, resembling Satan, are shown in the lives of the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. In today's passage, we can see a clear contrast between two different lives. The distinguishing factor between them is the way they treat strangers. Upon seeing God and angels in the form of strangers, Abraham joyfully welcomed them into his home and served them like a servant. On the other hand, the sinners in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah tried to benefit from God and satisfy their lusts instead of welcoming him. The subsequent following events are divided into two. Abraham and Sarah receive the son of promise, and judgment falls on the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Through this, God shows us what the final day of judgment will look like. As believers who have accepted Jesus, who came as a stranger, we will eventually enter heaven as sons like Jesus. However, this sinful world that has rejected and abandoned Jesus will have everything taken away and be condemned to hell. One afternoon, after Abraham had undergone circumcision and was resting outside his tent, he saw three men approaching him from the opposite direction. Upon further reading of chapter 18, it's revealed that one of these men was actually the Lord God, while the other two were angels disguised as humans. God sent this Lord God, also known as the Angel of the Lord, or God the Son, who will eventually come to the earth in human form. It's unclear whether Abraham initially recognized one of these people as God. In the third verse, Abraham uses the title Lord to refer to God. He may have believed that the Lord God had come to visit him, and thus acknowledged his belief by calling him Lord. However, during that time, the title Lord was also used to honor one's husband, master, or another person. It can be seen as an expression of humility in which Abraham humbled himself like a servant and asked for the opportunity to serve strangers as if he were serving the Lord. Later, Abraham realizes that the Lord God has come to visit him. At first, he thought of them merely as strangers passing by and tried to serve and treat them like them well, like the Lord. In another passage of the Bible, we see that there was another man who had entertained angels without knowing it. We can connect this to the incident in today's text. Before we proceed, let's first understand how Abraham served these strangers. He served them as if he was eagerly waiting for the Lord. If we look at verse 2, we see that Abraham, who was almost 100 years old at the time, saw the strangers passing by as if he had been waiting for them. He ran out to greet them and bowed to the ground, asking to be allowed to treat and serve them as if he were a servant. When the strangers gave permission, he quickly entered the tent and prepared food, asking Sarah to help. They slaughtered a good calf and served it with butter and milk. While the strangers were eating, Abraham stood and served them. He served and entertained them, even washing their feet, letting them rest under the trees, and doing things that made their hearts happy. In other words, Abraham did his best to meet all the needs of these strangers, as if he were doing it for the Lord. The Bible speaks of Abraham's hospitality as an act of faith, revealing his relationship with God in his relationship with these strangers. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. In today's text, Abraham's hospitality to strangers demonstrates the brotherly love that God wants. Abraham acted immediately and cheerfully, exceeding his ability to serve the strangers. This same faithful attitude was seen in Genesis 14, when Abraham fought to save Lot from a worldly king. Abraham acted without delay and fought actively by faith. This is the evidence and fruit of the faith of those who have been circumcised in their hearts and born again in the image of Christ. Providing hospitality to strangers and saving Lot were both expressions of brotherly love. As heavenly strangers on earth, we too are called to show brotherly love through hospitality to all of God's people. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 and 16. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, the saints are called scattered strangers on earth. As a result, we are called to live a life that welcomes and serves our brothers who live as strangers on this earth, filling their needs cheerfully. It's worth noting that Abraham's hospitality to a stranger in today's text follows the circumcision incident in the previous chapter. The true circumcision is the circumcision of the heart, which is given by the Holy Spirit. The life of the heavenly people who have been circumcised in their hearts by the grace of the Holy Spirit and born again in the image of Jesus is shown through the life of Abraham. On the other hand, the lives of sinners who have not been circumcised in their hearts and belong to this world and resemble Satan are shown through the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Therefore, the hospitality shown to strangers in the life of Abraham, who was circumcised in his heart, shows the life of Jesus, who loves and saves us even to the point of shedding his blood on the cross. By the grace of God, Abraham now has the heart of Jesus, testifies to Jesus, and serves strangers as Jesus did to us. How did Jesus serve us and show hospitality to us? In Philippians chapter 2, there is a command for those who have received the circumcision of their hearts and have been born again. The command is to live with the heart of Jesus. What does that mean? Jesus, as the Lord God, came to us by becoming a man and served us actively until he died on the cross. He had mercy on sinners who were lost and wandering on this earth, heading down the path of destruction. He gave us his body and blood as the food for eternal life so that we could gain life. After accomplishing our salvation, he welcomed us into heaven, his eternal home, and gave us eternal rest and joy. In other words, all our needs were filled by his serving and hospitality. Therefore, the salvation of Jesus achieved for us is hospitality to a stranger. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." This means that Paul commands those who have been born again to live with the heart of Jesus. Saints who have been born again in the image of Jesus by the grace of the Holy Spirit have their hearts circumcised and embrace the heart of Jesus. As a result, we should also welcome the heavenly strangers who have been called to be our brothers and sisters. We should actively serve them, treat them joyfully, and live a life that meets their needs. This is our calling as we receive new members. It reflects the life that all the laws required of Abraham and his descendants of faith. This life also demonstrates the reality of heaven to which we belong. Do you remember what Jesus taught in the Gospel of Mark regarding the first commandment? The same teaching is also found in the Gospel of Matthew. So let's go to the words in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 through 40. "And he said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.'" The essence of all laws is rooted in the love of God and love for our neighbors and brothers. It is said that all the laws and teachings of the prophets depend on these two commandments. These two commandments are inseparable and united as one. God's love is expressed through the love we show our brothers, and our love for each other should be a reflection of God's love. On the cross, Jesus fulfilled these two commandments, and they bear witness to the reality of heaven for the saints who are saved by Jesus. As believers, we participate in the love of Jesus on the cross. Like Jesus, who loved God and us selflessly until his death on the cross, humbled himself like a servant, joyfully served us, and met our needs, we too, through faith in Jesus, can love God, serve our brothers humbly, joyfully, meet their needs, and testify to the glory of Jesus and the reality of heaven. Today we celebrate our new members and reflect on those who have already become a part of our covenant family. As we welcome these new members, let us take a moment to consider whether we have alienated anyone from our hearts or ignored and excluded anyone from our service and hospitality. Jesus served even those considered sinners and enemies, and he did so actively and hospitably until his death. He urges us to do the same, to serve others without hesitation, even the smallest or farthest among us. By doing so, the glory of Jesus is revealed. If we only show hospitality to those who do good to us, recognize and like us, and serve us, then are we truly demonstrating the heart of Jesus? Even non-believers can do that. In today's text, we see that Abraham, by the grace of God, had the heart of Jesus. He actively prepared his heart and welcomed strangers who passed by his house. This was evidence of Abraham's faith in God. The hospitality in Abraham's life reflected the love and grace that God has bestowed upon him. Do you recall when Abraham was living as a stranger in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans? God first came to him, welcomed him, and guided him to Canaan, where God dwells. Furthermore, when Abraham fled to Egypt due to famine and became a stranger, God went ahead of him, welcomed him, and led him back to Canaan. Similarly, God will eventually welcome Abraham into his eternal home in heaven. God first showed Abraham love and grace through hospitality to a stranger. As a result, Abraham welcomed and demonstrated hospitality to strangers and joyfully testified to the love and grace God had bestowed upon him. The salvation of the Israelites during the Exodus was also ultimately the hospitality shown to strangers. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you are sojourners in the land of Egypt. When the Israelites were living as sojourners in a foreign land, God first came to them and welcomed them, fed and clothed them, and eventually led them to the promised land. God told his people always to remember this and testify of the love and grace that God has given to them as strangers. God always instructed them to remember how he had cared for them and to testify of his love. Abraham and Rahab are two examples of individuals who demonstrated their faith by welcoming and serving strangers. Even Boaz, who redeemed Naomi and Ruth, showed hospitality to strangers in their time of need. Through these acts of kindness, they testified to their faith and demonstrated the circumcision of their hearts. Through the hospitality of these individuals, the promised sons like King David and Jesus Christ were eventually born. The message is clear. We should actively serve and welcome strangers to demonstrate our faith and testify to God's love. The life of hospitality of all Old Testament saints testifies to the life of Jesus, who lived a perfect life of hospitality until his death. This was revealed on the cross, where he served us until he died and welcomed us to his heavenly home. Believers who have been circumcised with the heart of Jesus live a life that knows, enjoys, and testifies to his love of the cross. The Holy Spirit makes us grow in faith in the gospel and the love of Jesus by welcoming our brothers with a heart that resembles Jesus. And the life of Abraham shows the life of the heavenly people who belong to Jesus. Dear believers, let us take a moment to reflect on our lives and examine our hearts. Are we living in a way that resembles Jesus? Are we joyfully welcoming all people without discrimination, serving humbly, and meeting the needs of others? If we're not, then we are missing the heart of Jesus in our lives. We need to ask God to restore the heart of Jesus in us. Go to the cross and remember the love and grace that Jesus has shown us. We must not forget that Jesus accepts all sinners, serves with humility, and meets all their needs. He welcomes and serves us and all the believers with boundless love and without discrimination. We must embrace this heart of Jesus and move forward with a life of love and service towards our fellow brothers and sisters, giving generously and joyfully without any discrimination. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So whatever you wish others would do for you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 22, which we read earlier, mentioned that the love for God and our neighbors are the law and the prophets. However, this verse states that showing hospitality to others is also the law and the prophets. Both these teachings remind us of love of Jesus on the cross and the calling of the heavenly people. As we'll see next time, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah lacked hospitality and brotherly love in their lives. They did not live for the benefit of their brothers, but solely for their profit and greed. They exploited their brothers. This is the life of Satan's people. When their sins had reached their peak, God had to judge the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Dear believers, as Christians, we are called to live the life of Jesus. We must be hospitable even to strangers as we love our brothers. To do this, we must first look to the gospel of the cross and remember the love and grace we have received from Jesus. Only then can we receive fellow believers as our brothers and sisters. God accepted us as His children and served us with love even unto death. Therefore, our lives must begin with accepting other saints as brothers and sisters. We can accept others as our own by acknowledging and accepting that God has accepted us. Then brotherly love will follow. As we receive new members today, please be sure to remember the calling that God has given to us. We ask that God will provide us with grace so that we can grow more in the heart of Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters of Theophilus, please do not hesitate, but immediately and actively go forward to welcome and serve your brothers and sisters and reveal the glory of Jesus with a joyful heart. Let us conclude today's message by reading these two passages. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 15. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 1 and 2 and verse 16. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God.